My name is Doreen Garvey-Wandon. I'm a Wurundjeri Senior Elder and Wandoon Senior Elder, also Director of both organisations. We respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, and the other Kulin nations as the custodians of the lands across the Yarra Ranges, on whose unceded lands our work in the community takes place. We pay respects to all Aboriginal community elders, past and present, who have resided in the area and have been and always will be an integral part of the story of the region. Art and soul, walking on country, connecting with our history, nurturing our body, mind and soul.
Lilydale Cemetery. Less than a year after the first township land sale, 4 hectares of land was set aside for Lilydale Cemetery on July 2nd, 1861. The elevated site at the corner of Victoria and Nelson Roads was surrounded by bush. In the distance was the Dandenong Ranges, while in the valley below, Lilydale Township boasted only a handful of buildings and homes. In 1863, a public meeting was held at the Lilydale Hotel to appoint trustees to manage the land, establish cemetery rules, and fix charges for burial. The trustees from the various denominations were formally gazetted on December 14, 1863. They were Dennis Rourke, George Langdon, James Glennon, William Comerford, Nicholas Gording, Thomas McIntyre, and Joseph Wilson. The first recorded burials were in 1864, but it took until 1877 to finalise the cemetery layout, which was based on a simple grid system with distinct denominational sections. Some of the people interred into the cemetery are Dame Nellie Melba and her father, David Mitchell, Jesse Vasey, founder of the War Widows Guild and Vasey Homes, artist Ernest Bucksmaster, William Blamire Young and Mabel Young, and Jimmy Artuck, one of the many Chinese market gardeners of Lilydale. Today the cemetery is closed and all burials are at Lilydale Memorial Park, further north along Victoria Road.